Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour.
I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Very excited about having our good friend John Stanton back on the show, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back to the previous millennia when John first joined us. John is a professor of marketing at St. Joseph's University in Philadelphia, and he teaches young people about marketing, about customer care. He teaches old people, older people all over the world, about the importance of those two topics of keeping your face in front of your customers, and once you get those customers, taking good care of them. He travels around the world working with companies and organizations, teaching them that. And occasionally, we have the benefit of getting his wisdom on our show. John Stanton, welcome back to the show.
Always a pleasure, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Precision Target Marketing is one book. Also, Delight Me, the Ten Commandments of Customer Service, one of the original books. John, one of the things that you've been, you're still thumping away at this customer service thing, and I'm glad to hear that.
I am. I never let up on it, because the one thing I never forget is we make all our money from customers, not from products.
Right.
And when you don't take care of customers, they just don't come back. You know, we all talk about customer loyalty as if customers somehow owe us something. You know, they owe us this loyalty. And really, I think we have it reversed. We should really be loyal to our customers if we want them to give us their money.
Mm-hmm.
And quite honestly, it's really, really difficult to keep that up during this recession.
Are you seeing people being lax in the area of customer care right now?
I am. And it's not so much, Jim, that any individual person is doing a worse job. I mean, let's face it, people, your employees don't come to work saying, boy, I think I want to really piss somebody off today, you know. I mean, people have the intention of doing the right job. The problem is, by laying people off, by cutting so many of the expenses or the tools that they need, etc., we've really tied the hands of employees, making it more and more difficult for them to do what they know they should do, they think they should do, to give the best customer care that they can.
So, you know, there was a while there, John, when I thought customer care was improving because I felt that people were saying, I'm so glad I've got my job. It was almost like they'd finally gotten religion about who was important to them. And so if you actually came in their business during the recession, you know, they were so glad to see you, they were taking care of you. But then, as you said, as the casualty list scenario kind of started building, you got fewer people doing more work before people started getting tired. And I wonder if that's what's going on. Is there a fatigue factor?
Well, I think it's fatigue, but not as much physical fatigue as mental fatigue. You know, just knowing that you have to do the work of three people. If you're in a, you know, I agree with you 100%. I think when the first axe fell and people said, oh, thank you, God, I still have my job, and they're just thrilled.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, carrying the load of two or three people on their back just wears you down.
But that's the new normal, John. How do we deal with that?
Well, I think one of the things that companies have to do is they have to say taking care of the customer is a priority, because eventually this is going to be over. We're going to be back at least to a, maybe not the same place we were, but a more sane and a better position. And we're going to have to face all those same customers again.
Yeah.
And I think we have to realize that somebody's not going to be making as much money as they were. And if what these companies try to do is to keep cutting costs in order to keep their profits up, instead of keeping their customers' profits up, when that time comes that things go better, people are going to move. They're going to say, you know, you. But imagine the customers that you had that were also struggling, that were also having trouble, and they said, you know what? My supplier never let me down. Mm-hmm. He or she might not have been able to do the same thing, but they never let me down. Do you think he's going to change?
Do you think people are going to remember? Do you think people will have that kind of, show that kind of loyalty?
I think they'll remember. I think they'll remember the people that helped them. Do you remember people that helped you in life?
There's no question about it. I make business decisions based on that.
Yep, and I think other.
I do. I just wonder if you think other people do.
I think enough people do.
I think businesses.
There are always people out there.
I think businesses do. I'm not sure consumers do. What do you think?
I think consumers do to some extent. I think businesses really do. And I was more talking to people that were dealing B2B. It's tougher with consumers. I mean, I know a lot of small businesses, Jim. Matter of fact, I was talking to a hardware store, and he said that he understood the role of customer service, and he helped people like he couldn't imagine, and they'd say, well, I just want to check the size of this, and he knew they just left the place and then went
right
to the big box and bought it. And that's a struggle. That is a struggle. But what's the option? The option, I mean, whether or not they're fickle, you still have to take care of them. And I think that's the issue. The B2B is really one of the key issues, is letting your other partners.
Well, this is when it's B2B. That's when your vendors, meaning you folks, you're the vendor and the other people are the customer. Where if you do your job right, you become an integrated partner in their production process, in their delivery of their products to customers.
Yep.
And so if you're the one who hasn't let them down, then they're going to reliability is oftentimes has more value than saving money.
I think for sure. It's a good example of that, and it's a little bit off the track, but I work a lot with the dairy export people.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest reason why foreign countries won't buy more of our dairy is that we can't guarantee supply.
Right.
They want it 12 months a year.
Right.
We treat foreign market like if we have a little over, we'll sell it to these other people.
And so they can't rely on us. John, hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back, folks. John's new book is called Precision Target Marketing. When we come back, I'm going to ask John about some of this precision target marketing after these messages, 20 after. Stay with us.
Young boy, wait.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.